In 1941, many Americans did not feel much like celebrating Christmas. Pearl Harbor had been bombed, and thousands of servicemen knew they soon would be far from home. In the midst of the uncertainty, a famous bandleader and soon-to-be famous singer made a little-noticed recording. Music journalist Ashley Kahn says today the recording serves as a musical snapshot of a key moment in time.
On Christmas Eve, 1941, Benny Goodman, then at the height of his popularity, led a small group into a New York City studio to record some music. Like a delicate ceramic sitting on a dusty shelf, one particular song still stands out. Where or When was a Broadway ballad written 5 years before by the well-known team of Rodgers and Hart. It featured Goodman on clarinet and a 21-year-old Peggy Lee on vocals.
It seems we stood and talked like this before. We looked at each other in the same way then, but I can't remember where or when.
Lee's performance is a study in understatement, with little of the cool confidence that later became her trademark. Instead, she seems one step away from tears. Her austere delivery of the song's lyric, "On the Fleeting Nature of Love," takes on a poignancy the songwriters themselves could never have envisioned.
The clothes you're wearing are the clothes you wore. The smile you are smiling then, but I can't remember where.
Lee's performance is a perfect reflection of a moment in time. In her tender reading, the song's hopeful return seems to capture the fears and prayers of a country sending its children off to war.
Some things that happened for the first
Lee's youthful recording never made the hit parade. Big band leader Guy Lombardo's version of the song would grab the honor a year later. But today, when once again thousands of Americans are serving overseas, her whispered take of Where or When from December 24, 1941 resonates louder than any other. A timeless Christmas wish for those who are away. That the where is safely home, and that the when will be soon, very soon.
But who?
Ashley Kahn is a music journalist and author of the book A Love Supreme.